Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest Staffordborough Council Cabinet. We go straight to the agenda. Of the minutes of the 17th of February 2026 are circulated and published on the 18th of February 2026. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Any apologies?
All present tonight, Leader.
Thank you very much. Councillor question time.
There are none.
And the proposals of the Cabinet members. We go to A, 4A, which is the Community Portfolio. Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Leader. I'm asking the Cabinet today to approve the permission to spend the community space funding allocated to us for 26-27. We've received £10,000 from the Staffordshire Commissioner. Thank you. To support local initiatives to improve community safety and help us reduce crime, disorder, substance misuse and reoffending across the borough. In addition to this allocation, we also have the opportunity to submit bids into the wider £100,000 Trans Staffordshire Community Safety Fund, and I'm seeking Cabinet's approval for us to do so. Funding will be directed towards projects that align with our community safety strategic assessment and the priorities identified by the Community Wellbeing Partnership, because community safety pressures can change quickly. We're also asking Cabinet to delegate authority for approving the detailed spend to the Head of Wellbeing, myself as Cabinet Member for Communities, and in consultation with the Community Wellbeing Partnership, so that we can respond flexibly to emerging issues throughout the year. You'll see that in 2.3 I've been left out of that paragraph, so I have included myself. This funding directly supports our corporate priorities around creating a safe, secure and cohesive borough, and all spend will be evaluated and reported back through the appropriate committees and to the Staffordshire Commissioner. I therefore ask Cabinet to approve the spend of the £10,000 allocation, to agree that we submit bids into the wider fund and to delegate the necessary authority to enable the funding to be used effectively. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Councillor Kenny.
Just for clarification, Councillor Hood, are you wanting to make an amendment?
I am wanting to make an amendment to 2.3. Thank you.
I'll
second.
Go.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Everyone happy with the recommendation?
Yes. Amendment.
Sorry. Everyone happy?
Aye.
That's the main thing. We move on. 4B is not applicable anymore, so we move on to 4C, which is the resources portfolio. Roman numeral 1, the committee cycle for 26-27. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Peter. The committee cycle for 26-27 has been produced based on the current committee structure with a similar structure to 25-26. It also provides for the process leading up to the 27-28 budget. Once again, timing of these scrutiny committees has been arranged to coincide with the production of performance and budgetary information, and this means that the security committees can look at information which is more current, with a view to taking timely action where necessary. The planning committee has been changed from 3-weekly to 4-weekly, in line with Cannock Chase District Council, and in an attempt to cancel fewer meetings of the committee. The proposed committee cycle for 26-27 is attached as an appendix, and the recommendation is that the committee cycle for 26-27 be approved.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Thank you, we move on. C, Roman numeral 2, which is quarter 3 performance report 25-26. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, the purpose of this report is to advise Cabinet on the progress in delivering the Council's priorities and performance at the end of quarter 3 for 25-26. And the recommendation is that Cabinet notes the progress made during quarter 3 in delivery of the Council's priorities and performance, as set out in appendices 1 and 2. If we look at table 1, at the end of quarter 3, of the 33 projects stroke actions due for delivery in this period, 19, that's 58%, have been completed or are on target, and 14, 42, are behind target. Now, quarter 3 has seen an increase in slippage, and this is largely due to capacity issues and or increases in caseloads. The priority delivery plan set out dependencies 1A to 1D, summarised performance and the reasons for any slippage, together with actions to recover ground. If one turns now to key performance indicators, KPIs, they're set out in Table 2. Of the 18 indicators due to be reported on in Quarter 3, 78%, 14 KPIs, show performance on or above target, 22%, 4, show performance below target. Performance in service delivery has improved in Quarter 3, with an increase of 11%. Appendix 2 gives more details about the actions and reasons for slippage. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Councillor Pearce.
Well, just a comment on page 37. It's delivery of the climate change school engagement project, and you see that we've engaged with 16 schools and 20 teachers, and have had workshops in six schools. I think it's so important that we do this work for young people, who are the ones at the end of the day going to be most affected by climate change. It's their futures, and through them, of course, we're getting the message out to parents. So I just wanted to highlight that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else have any comments on that? I'm happy with the recommendation. Move on. Roman numeral 3 and C is the update on the strategic risk register.
The risk register, yes. Thank you. This report actually, leader, sets out details of the council's strategic risk register as at the end of December 2025. And the recommendation is, actually, that the Audit and Accounts Committee approve the draft strategic risk register and consider the progress which is made in the identification and management of the strategic risks. Well, all strategic risks and associated action plans have been reviewed, and the Council's current risk profile is summarised in the table in paragraph 3.1. At the end of quarter three, there were 5 red and 4 orange risks, and these are detailed in the report. As usual, leader, the report covers the accounts and audit regulations 2015, the definition of risk, the aims of risk management, and the council's approach to risk management. A summary of the strategic risks is to be found in Appendix 1, and all these risks are described fully, together with mitigating actions, in Appendix 2. At the end of December, some actions had been completed and others were being progressed. There, however, has been some slippage regarding a few actions planned due to a lack of capacity and delays in recruitment, and these are highlighted in Appendix 2. There has been no change in risk score for any of the risks during Quarter 3. Progress, I would add, on some areas is being hampered by local government reorganisation. A full strategic risk register, including detailed controls and action for each risk, is held on file by the Chief Internal Auditor / Risk Manager.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments on that? We'll move on. Numeral 4, this is the Governance Improvement Plan Progress Report for Quarter 3, 25-26. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, leader. The purpose of this report is to advise members on the progress in the delivery of the Governance Improvement Plan at the end of Quarter 3, 25-26. Cabinet has recommended to note the progress at the end of Quarter 3 in the delivery of the Improvement Plan set out in Appendix 1. This information allows Cabinet to ensure that all appropriate steps are being taken to address the findings of the external auditors and to improve the Council's governance arrangements. Sections 3 and 5 of the report include background information and reasons for the Governance Improvement Plan. Table 1 in paragraph 5.4 shows that at the end of Quarter 3, 25-26, of the 39 actions planned for delivery, 10, 26% have been completed or are in progress. 24, at 61%, are behind schedule. 5, at 13%, are no longer applicable or not being actioned. Work on local government reorganisation continues to take precedence in quarter three, and this, together with already limited capacity, has significantly impacted progress. However, some progress has been made in updating several key policies which will be taken forward for approval in quarter four. An interim review of outstanding actions has been undertaken, and the Deputy Chief Executive Resources has decided that a small number of actions will not now be implemented. The most notable concerns, regular budget monitoring reports, which will remain twice yearly as there is insufficient capacity to do this on a quarterly basis. The remainder of the outstanding stroke incomplete actions have been rescheduled, but these will be reviewed again when we know the outcome of the 24-25 assessment by the external auditors. This will enable us to prioritise any new and existing actions in line with the capacity available. Although much progress has been made since the BFN report was received from the previous external auditors in January 2024, the slowing in progress over the last 6 months and our limited capacity to address this is a concern. It will be important to maintain good governance arrangements over the next 2 years during a period of much change and uncertainty, and this will be borne in mind in undertaking a review of outstanding actions referred to in paragraph 5.7 and in planning the work necessary to support local government reorganisation over the coming months. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendations.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Yes, Councillor Kenny.
Just to note that the strain of local government reorganisation on this council and all councils, we can really do with a vaccination, couldn't we?
Yes.
Councillor Kenny. Councillor Pearce.
Yes, Your Honour. It isn't. That is the major factor here. But on top of that, we've got this overall issue of shortage of staffing. Particularly finance, because of the fact that there's competition for staff elsewhere, but also the general underfunding that's been going on for years, which has led us to try and merge staff with Cannock Chase, and that was underway, but then we have this local government reorganisation which is occupying so much time and resources, and it really, you know, is making life very difficult for all those involved, especially the senior staff who are trying to cope with it all. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Councillor Pearce. Anybody else? Everyone happy with the recommendation?
Yes.
We move on. B, Roman numeral 5 is Webbs and Burns Collection Report, quarter 3. It is part confidential. If we do stray into the pink, I'll have to ask members of the public and press to leave. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Nita. Well, this report is to inform Cabinet of the performance of the Revenues and Benefits Service with regard to the collection of council tax, business rates, and the recovery of overpaid housing benefits during quarter three of the 25-26 financial year, and also to seek approval for writing off the arrears listed in the confidential appendices. Paragraph 2.1 gives reasons for the report being not for publication. Right, well, if we look at the headline figures, council tax due for the 25-26 year amounts to 111.8 million, of which some 82.8% was collected by the end of December. The collection rate for the same period last year was 83.1%. The team will be increasing efforts to collect older council tax debts, and this may actually impact on some residents' ability to pay this year's charges. In terms of business rates for the current year, that amounts to £59.6 million, of which some 81.8% was collected by the end of December, showing a slight decrease on the previous year, which was 83%. Paragraph 6.9 gives reasons why repeating last year's performance this year will be somewhat challenging. The report details all the reasonable and lawful attempts which are made to recover all amounts due with regard to council tax and business rates. The report also covers our trace procedures, which when debtors abscond, along with the problem of legislation and lack of legislation, which can frustrate our attempts to collect both council tax and business rates. There are no irrecoverable council tax debts listed in the confidential appendix. There are five irrecoverable business rates debts in the sum of £128,447.23 listed in the confidential appendix. Now I turn to housing benefit overpayments. The council manages the housing benefit scheme on behalf of the Department for Work and Pensions, who fund the cost of benefits paid to claimants. Paragraph 6.15 and 6.16 explain how overpayments are dealt with. Well, some £328,000 was recovered of overpaid housing benefit in the first three quarters of the financial year. And this income goes into our general fund, which is pleasing. The cost of collecting the debt has been considered as part of the decision to put this forward for write-off. And I will also add, as usual, that if we get further information concerning the whereabouts of any individual debtors, the council will pursue recovery action rigorously and vigorously. So I ask Cabinet to note the information regarding collection and to agree to write off the arrears in the confidential offence.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Any comments? Councillor Hood.
Yeah, I'm sorry I have to make the same comment I make every time we discuss the collection of non-paid council tax. We write off so much in debt that we can't recover. Yet, a family who are struggling to pay their council tax and ended up owing quite a lot of money are chased by bailiffs in a very aggressive way, and then find that they also have to pay the entirety of the year that's coming. It just doesn't seem right to me. I just wish that we could find a way of recovering debt in a less aggressive manner. Thank you, Reid.
Thank you, Councillor Hood. Yes, Councillor Reid.
Yes, on 6.9 we talk about the challenges that the retail, hospitality and leisure establishments will have in the coming year. I'd just like to encourage anyone listening to this, anyone hearing us, go enjoy the hospitality sector in our area. That is one way to help them to pay all their bills, not just business rates. Same with leisure, go bowling, go to the gym, go out there and enjoy the local shops we've got in our three towns and the farm shops as well. If these businesses have more custom, they will be more successful and they will be able to be stable and also afford the business rates that Ralph will encourage us all to collect in the next year. So please help our local community by helping our economy.
Well, thank you, Councillor Reid. Anybody else? Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our meeting tonight. Thank you very much for attending. Thank you.